with a 57.6% turnout in the last general election here, should voting be made compulsory? Well, the commentators Alex Keane and Seamus Close with us today. Morning, Seamus. Morning, Alex.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Alex.
What about making voting compulsory then? Saying to people, do you know what? Your country, Seamus Close, therefore you will decide Hearts Run.
Yes, I do believe that voting should be compulsory. In fact, I have believed that for some time. I wrote to Harold Wilson, Ted Heath and Jeremy Thorpe back in 1974. That was after the Westminster election then, when there was I was concerned that just over 30% of the population in Northern Ireland didn't vote. And I urged them to consider compulsory voting. Now, since then, things have got dramatically worse, because in 2001, there were 32% of the population didn't vote. In 2005, 36.5%. And then in the last general election, 2010, in Northern Ireland, 42.4% of the people didn't vote. Now, if this trend continues, we are very rapidly moving to a situation of where the very strength of democracy is going to be destroyed, because less people will vote than stay at home and don't vote. So that makes an absolute mockery of democracy.
Alex?
Morning, Seamus.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Listen, yeah, I know where you're coming from on the voting thing. I have huge personal difficulties. But I have to say this, Seamus. A lot of there seems to be this feeling sometimes that people don't vote because they're lazy, or they just couldn't be bothered to walk to the ballot, or they're not interested. I don't believe that's true. I think a lot of people choose not to vote for two reasons. Personally, there's no party they want to vote for. That's true across the United Kingdom. Indeed, it's true across Europe, because voting figures have been falling across. There are no parties they think represent them, and many of them believe that it's actually immaterial to them and irrelevant which party or coalition of parties comes, because it'll make no difference. But the other key thing, Seamus, is, and maybe we could agree on this, that if you're going to say that voting should be compulsory, then you have to give people a very clear choice. There has to be an option on the paper, which is, none of the above, or I don't want this, and they have to be limited.
But what about someone's right, Seamus, to sit at home and say, I don't like any of them, therefore I'm not voting for any of them?
Well, you see, that's where I totally agree with Alex. I would say that in forcing people or obliging people through compulsion to go out and exercise their franchise, part of the exercising of that franchise could be, say, I don't like any of those ones. I'm going to destroy my ballot
paper. But you're suggesting, Seamus, that and by wanting to force people to vote, that any of them deserve a vote. They haven't earned a vote, in some people's opinion.
Yes, and therefore give them that option whenever they go out to the polling station. But I firmly believe that in obliging them to actually go out into the polling station will make them decide more rapidly on that choice.
And you would fine people if they didn't vote, would you?
Well, obviously, there's got to be some sort of a sanction. It might be community service as an alternative to finding the money. But we have lots of records of other countries that follow this policy of compulsory voting. I think there's about 20 different countries who do that. And I would also say, and Alex is probably aware of this, that the Greeks, I mean, democracy comes from the two Greek words, demos and kratos, strength of the people. And the Greeks themselves found it necessary to have compulsory voting for their senatorial
election. Okay, Alex.
Way back then.
Yeah, I agree with that as well, Sim. But the problem is, I mean, you're talking about, you know, community service or finding people that don't vote. You had been finding me last time, because I chose not to vote. You know, I'm fascinated by politics. Everything about politics interests me. Everything about elections interests me. But I looked at the ballot paper in Northern Ireland, and I'm just talking about Northern Ireland, and I could not see any party or combination of parties which I believe was going to make a difference to my life, was going to champion anything that actually mattered to me. I think that's the problem here, that it goes back to my original point. It's not that people are lazy or disinterested. If there's nothing on the ballot paper for them, Seamus, what do they vote for? And the other thing is, you know, we haven't had, I've made this point many occasions before, we have not had, 17, 18 years after the peace process, we actually haven't had a genuinely new political party emerge. You're saying to people, vote for something different, vote for progress, vote for something new, but by the way, you limit it to the same DUP, UUP, SDLP, and it always comes back to, as we're seeing in East Belfast and other constituencies, is vote for them because they're orange or green. And I think that is just horrendous. And do you know something, Seamus? People are just bored, stupid with that type of politics.
Yes, I have an awful lot of sympathy with what you're saying, Alex, but primarily in my mind is democracy. We are a democracy. What is the alternative to true democracy.
Not voting.
Low turnout, 38%
not voting is a statement. If the biggest party in Northern Ireland is getting 25% of the vote and saying we're the biggest party, and 38%, 40%, 45% aren't voting, that's actually in democracy, that's the majority. And maybe we should say to these parties, if you don't get a certain percentage, if you don't persuade people to come out, then your mandate actually doesn't exist because you don't have enough to have a mandate.
Yes, but do you not accept that a low turnout is bad for democracy? That
no,
a low
don't think
turnout
high
calls
turnout, low
into
turnout,
legitimacy.
Choice is what matters.
Of democracy.
No, choice is what matters. Doesn't matter. You could have, same as you could have 100% turnout in Northern Ireland on May the 7th. To put it bluntly, it wouldn't make a damn bit of difference because we'd probably all vote exactly the same sort of way. So the DUP would come back with 40%, Sinn Féin 34%. We'd still be in the same. It's almost like a vitocracy. We actually veto things.
No, I think you would see substantial mandates, and substantial mandates make for strong government. And we've got weak government, not only here, but we've got weak government in the United Kingdom.
Seamus and Alex, thank you very much indeed.